It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 30th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's been 30 years since the launch of a musical language so universal it's used in every country on the planet. What's called MIDI came out in January of 1983, a standard set of rules so that electronic musical instruments could talk to each other and trigger each other. Mario Andreoni is the guitarist for the dance punk band Chick Chick Chick, which has a new album on the way using MIDI.
It still works and it's not broken, so people still use it. And it's been endlessly useful. There's a song off of our last record called The Hammer. MIDI is driving this analog synthesizer that we use for that song.
MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. And let's talk with one of MIDI's inventors all those decades ago, keyboard designer Dave Smith.
Basically, what would happen is my product couldn't talk to anybody else's. And once we got MIDI going and everybody agreed to it, any instrument could plug into any others. And it's been the same for 30 years. In fact, we just went to a trade show and we demonstrated a 30-year-old product plugged into a current product, and it all worked perfectly.
And here in 2013, we would say that MIDI is open source, right? You didn't charge royalties to use it.
Unfortunately, in hindsight, no, we didn't. Obviously, back then, we wanted everybody to use it. And if we charged money, it would have been that much more of a challenge. Of course, we never predicted that millions of or billions of people, for that matter, would be carrying cell phones in their pockets with MIDI in them. So it's pretty amazing how widespread it became.
Yeah, if Dave Smith had a penny for every device that uses MIDI, you wouldn't still be making keyboards, probably.
Yeah. Well, initially I used to say a nickel per installation would have been great, then a penny, and now it's probably a hundredth of a penny I could retire. But that's okay. I'm getting a Grammy instead, so that's a pretty good consolation prize.
The CEO of Dave Smith Instruments will receive the Grammy for Special Merit Technical Achievement, along with Ikutaro Kakehashi, the head of the instrument company Roland, at a special ceremony in 10 days' time. Microsoft wants to put hooks into your credit card. Those shopping for Word, Excel, and the rest of the Office 2013 upgrade will be prompted to sign up for it as an ongoing service for about $100 a year. Sam Biddle is a staff writer at the tech publication Gizmodo.
Just like you have a Netflix subscription maybe, or a subscription to the gym, now you'll have a subscription to Microsoft Office. And what that does is it puts all of your documents in that buzzword I really hate, but it's useful here, the cloud. It syncs everything you work on, whether it's a PowerPoint presentation or an Excel spreadsheet, into Microsoft servers so that you can then access it from really any computer in the world.
You can still buy the new Microsoft Office outright the old school way if you insist. And while we're talking about giving money to Microsoft, you should know that tomorrow is the last day to get super cheap upgrades for the Windows operating system. An introductory teaser rate for Windows 8 is gone once February arrives. And before we go, the Internal Revenue Service apparently has had a Tumblr blog for months, but somehow no one noticed until now. Okay, few noticed until now. That's my vision of social media nirvana, hanging out with the tax man. Just waiting to go viral is a recent post about the earned income tax credit. The blog says one out of five of those eligible overlooks it. See what you've been missing? I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.